Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle.
And by the time this episode drops, we will have been to the KC Spirit and Paranormal Convention this weekend. So we hope anybody that came and hung out with us enjoyed it. We hope you all had a good time, since that's in the future and we aren't there yet. Just putting out good vibes.
Maybe we're time travelers.
It could be.
I hope we are.
Surprise. I do have that picture that I'm a time traveler. So
I hope we are. Yeah, you definitely are. I'm not.
I haven't got to that point yet. My hair's not grown out enough.
But it'll happen.
Yeah, we're going to do a holophone episode today because we've got a bunch of voicemails and stuff. And it seems like every time we do one of those, the holophone takes off for a while. So that's cool. We appreciate it. Before we get into that, we're going to get through all the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and come and hang out with us. It's all kinds of good stuff, building an awesome community. We have a Discord, too. Shout out to all our Discord members. Great people over there. Great people all around. So if you want to be part of the community, definitely come and be social on the social media. It's the only thing it's good for, is to hang out with like-minded people. If you have a paranormal encounter you'd like to have featured on a future show, Kyle's got all the deets.
You can call the holophone, which is going to be 618-556-0837. Leave us a voicemail. You can text it. You do whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. You can use the voice memo app on your smartphones, record yourself. You can write it out. You can videotape yourself. And all that should go to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com.
If you like to support the show, there's all kinds of ways you can do it. First and foremost, word of mouth. Tell all your friends, share the show, share episodes, post it on all the social medias you have. Just get the word out there. We're definitely going to try to grind through 2022 and make it as worthwhile as possible. And promoting the show is like our number one goal. Also, we've got Venmo set up. You can throw us some monster money in our little Venmo there. We've got a Patreon. You can check out, see if there's any tiers that you're interested in. Sign up for that and get some goodies. I just sent out a whole big bunch of Patreon stickers and magnets this last week. So hopefully by the time the show drops, everybody's gotten them. You can also go to wherever you catch podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. That is an awesome way to help us out. And if you leave us something awesome, I will gladly shout you out in a future episode. Today's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend Sweet. Said they reminded me that my car insurance was about to expire. I don't remember doing that, but you're welcome. 5 stars. Steve and Kyle have some great topics, well-researched and insightful comments. They rock. Well, Sweet, you rock.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Also a member of the Discord.
That's true.
Shout out. But like I said before, today we're going to do some holophone stuff, read some emails, and we got a bunch of voicemail recordings that we're going to listen to. So per usual, we haven't listened to any of these, so they should be quite interesting.
Here we go.
Hey, pick it up. I'm just kidding. Hey, man, it's Tom. I'm your bro next door over here in Iowa. Sunday afternoon, got the day off. I'm spending the whole day listening to the sky, or as ignorant Iowans would call it, Hawaii. Anyhow, man, you guys are, I got a four-way tie for best podcast ever, man. And you guys are up there with Wes Gerber, Josh Turner, and Tony Merkel. I love you guys. I love what you do. I love the fact that you're right over next door in Illinois. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to keep getting smoky and listening to you. Love y'all.
Awesome. Loved it.
I love it. Shout out to our neighbors.
Man, that was awesome.
We are in good company in that top four.
Without question.
Ever thought that I probably speak for Kyle too, but that we would be in that same company.
Never. Because those guys are bangers, man. Like, they work.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so they all work extremely hard to get where they've gotten, and to even be remotely close to those guys in people's eyes is dope. Yeah. It's dope. 100%.
So shout out to all those guys as well.
For sure.
They're doing good things. And we appreciate you, brother. Stay safe and stay weird out there in Iowa. I know there's some weird shit that goes on out there. So keep your eyes on the skies and let us know if you see anything.
Yeah. And, you know, while we're at it, if you haven't checked those guys out that he shouted out, go for it. Check them out. Listen to their stuff. They all have really good stuff. But with that being said, we're going to move on to the next call.
Hey, this is Chris again. I was listening to Holophone number four on YouTube, and I noticed a whole section of my voicemail was missing. So I was the one that called in about the Speaks Mill town. I guess the whole point of it was me putting two and two together was about the same time that I noticed the change on Snapchat shortly thereafter, which was the year 2020. That area of Speaks Mills, a F4 tornado killed 5 people. This happened less than a mile from my house, where 3 people died. I was out there that morning when they were doing the search and rescue. And it's just weird to me, the coincidence of that. And I've been in the area a long, long, long time, not my whole life, but most of the people around there, I'd say 95% of the people has never heard of Speaks Mills. And it's not, you know, so I thought that was odd enough in itself that it would change all of a sudden. But, you know, the fact that directly after that, we would have a major tornado hit. This was in April of 2020. It was really, really bad. And it originated, I can't remember how many miles the tornado was on the ground and how many counties it spanned, but it started right there in the area. So natural disaster in line with AI creating a new town, to me, out of nothing. I just thought the coincidence there might be something worth the topic, but I just thought it was very strange. So that is the section that was missed somehow on the voicemail there. I spoke about it. It was actually 3 calls I made in, not 2. So somewhere that second section there got lost. So hopefully that clears up the air on actually why I called. I wanted to mention the tornado part because it was a significant and life-changing event for a lot of people in the community. So thought that might be interesting to talk about. Love y'all show again, man. Keep it up.
Thanks so much for calling back in and adding that part that we missed out on. Yeah, there was not a second voicemail there. That's so...
Third.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Third. The last time we got on and put that together, that is... It's weird that that was cut out, but...
Super bizarre.
It's almost like... Are they trying to, like, cover up something? By creating a whole new name for the town? Are they creating a whole new history for the town? I don't know. And then the tornado on top of that, that's terrible to begin with.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my initial thought went to, well, he knows of the town. So would there have been any reason that he would have went through that town? Almost like what Snapchat did. Man, it's hard to explain. It was almost like a time travel situation where in this dimension, so to speak, he was supposed to be in this town, which is why Snapchat registered his location.
Oh, that's weird.
You know what I mean? And then the tornado hit. But for whatever reason, he didn't go to that town. So he like slipped into another dimension or whatever the case may be. But when he brings up about how, and it could just be me misreading the situation, but if he made it sound like they created the town.
Yeah, like the AI brought it up.
Okay. The AI, I don't know. It just made me think, because there have been a lot of suspect natural disasters in the recent years. Like I saw, and I showed it to you, like these volcanic eruptions, they're not eruptions, but like earthquakes from them. And they were earthquakes down in South America.
It was like a perfect line.
Yeah, they were in a grid pattern.
Yeah.
Almost like somebody was testing something.
Yeah, that's weird.
So it's just, I don't know. It's a lot to think about and look into for sure.
I'll have to, like I said, we listened to these live, so we didn't listen to them until we started recording, but I'm going to go back and try to piece them together with your first two calls and put that one in between them and listen to it again and maybe try to get in there and look into the whole area a little bit more whenever I get a chance. Speaking of sus natural disasters, Japan just had another big earthquake off the coast of Fukushima, where the nuclear plant was.
Right.
Almost 11 years to the day.
That's weird.
I think it was four or five days past the 11-year date, they had another big earthquake.
That's weird.
How crazy is that shit?
Definitely strange.
That's what I was thinking.
It makes you wonder, man.
Because I was on Twitter flipping through, and I saw people talking about the earthquake, and then like two or three days later, they're just talking about another earthquake, and I'm like, are people confused? Are they getting this shit mixed up? And I look at it, and I was like, holy shit. Almost exactly to the day, within the same week, another big-ass earthquake over there.
That's weird. Very weird. But it wouldn't surprise me that somewhere in the upper echelons of government, they have the ability to manipulate situations,
oh yeah,
so to speak. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and truck on. This one comes from Ingrid from Texas.
Hey guys, I wanted to share something really neat that just happened to me. This is not what was really neat. My mother recently passed away last week. She was 91, so it was unexpected, but still not happy about it. COVID complications. This is what's really cool. So years ago, I kept telling my mom, she's a very Christian woman, but she's also very open-minded. And I told her, I said, Mama, when you die, I want you to give me a sign. I want you to give me a sign. Everything that I've been told about the afterlife is true. And so she passed away on Tuesday. And I was in the kitchen earlier, and I've said, Mama, don't forget you're supposed to give me a sign. Now, I did tell her, I said, please just do something that I will understand is an obvious sign, but don't freak me out. It's like flicker a light bulb or something. So what happened was I was in the bathroom and I noticed one of the light bulbs was crackling. And I didn't think anything about it because some of those light fixtures are kind of old. And the newer light bulbs that are the LED and all that sometimes don't work very well in them. So I kind of just missed it to that. And I kind of, sometimes if you flick the light switch on and off a couple of times, it'll work. So I did that. And I went about my way. Well, one point, I was in one part of the house, and I'm walking through the hallway, and I'm walking past the bathroom where this light was. And it was off, but I didn't think anything of it because I was thinking I just turned it off. So then I'm sitting in my room, which is next to the bathroom. The door is open. I'm watching X-Files. And lights off in the bathroom. I see this bright blue flash. Several bright blue flashes in the bathroom. Kind of scared me because I'm like, is there a peeping Tom in my backyard? What is that? So I walk over to the bathroom and the light switch is on. The light switch was on. So I've turned it off and I tried to turn it back on. It did a really bright light and went off. Now, was that an electrical problem? Maybe. But it was really strange this timing that I had just told her a few minutes earlier, give me a sign. And there had been nothing wrong with that light up until that point. Nothing at all. So was it my mama? I'd like to think so. So what do y'all think? I think it's pretty cool. Pretty neat. A new light bulb in there, LED. No problem right now. No crackling, no nothing. So, I'm all. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing great. Stupid COVID, I hate it. It needs to go away. So, love you guys. Take care. I just wanted to share that. I think it's pretty cool.
Ingrid, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. And our deepest condolences go out to you and your family for the loss of your mother.
100%.
That sucks.
Very, very much.
Yeah, I'm in the camp. I think she was letting you know that she's keeping an eye out for you and she's all right. The afterlife is something that I think about a lot, and it's all over the place for me, but I do think wherever, whatever goes on after we pass away, that I think that those that do pass keep an eye on the people that mean the most to them, the one that they had deep emotional connections with. I feel like that they're still there just to keep watch.
I agree. 100%. These ones are weird for me, you know, because I know exactly how she feels. Like 100%, like you have the timing of it. Like if you had just been like, hey mama, don't forget to, you know, send me a sign, and then we'll just say even 20 minutes later your lights start freaking out, I would do the exact same thing where I'd be like, is it coincidence that I'm having light issues right now? Like it could totally 100% be electrical issues or a faulty light bulb or whatever the case may be. But the fact that you pair that with what you had just said in that time frame,
yeah,
my brain would be running circles just like yours is.
Yeah, it's automatic peace of mind. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, I might have shared this on the show before, but my grandfather, he passed away when I was little, probably, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years old. But I'd always go to his house, and he had this old-ass junk-ass metal detector he'd let me take out and dig through the flower bed with, and he'd always go out there and bury a bunch of pocket change before I would get there. So I would think that, like, his flower bed was just full of treasure every time I'd go there.
That's awesome.
Well, after he passed away and I moved in here in the house, like, I would have... he used this kind, I don't know if it was cologne or a specific kind of aftershave or whatever, but I would get nuances of that smell of him in our house here. And it would hit every once in a while, but he would always bury pennies and stuff. And I'll always come across heads up pennies in the most unexpected places, like where they should not be. Like I was making Everett's bed one day when he was little, and I just made it, flattened everything out, went out to go and do something in the kitchen, tend to the dog or something. And when I came back in, there was a heads up penny on top of the comforter in the bedroom.
That's so awesome.
Where it could not have been because I just literally just made the bed.
Right.
And whenever those things happen, I'm just like, yeah, you know, that's my grandpa just checking up on me, you know, giving me a little heads up, like
100%,
just making sure you're good. And I know the first thing that popped into your head was like the whole Ernie thing.
Oh yeah. It's driving. And I, you know, heard the song and I'm like, this one's for you, brother. And then I had that just crazy intense moment of clarity.
It's
like, it was weird.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's a peace of mind. It just eases you to like not only know that like in your mind they're wherever they're at, they're okay, but they're okay enough to still think about you.
Yeah.
Still keep an eye on you. So I'm in the camp that it was your mom, like
for
just,
sure.
Just letting you know. You ask her for something and she gave it to you.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that. So I think we're going to move on to the next one here, see what we got going on. This one looks like it's from Los Angeles, California. Might be a two-parter. So here we go.
Yo, what's going on, Hollis Guy? I just wanted to give you guys a call. I have messaged you guys on Instagram talking about Steve's exorcism stuff, about the church and stuff like that. So, well, I used to go to the church. It was in San Bernardino, and then the pastor, like, we met him through my mom's friend. He was at a house, and then whatever, and he would, like, talk to you, and then, like, you would look at you and be like, all right, like, this is why you're going through this. This is why you're not happy in life. And he would just break it down. It was weird, and, like, he was pretty, like, legit on his stuff, you know? So he invited us on a Friday, so we went, you know? I was probably, like, in, I don't even know how old I was, but I know I was a little younger. And then, so we get there, and then, like, we were talking about, you know, talk about God or the Word, about demons and stuff like this, and why people go through things, you know, and, like, how people can do witchcraft towards people and, you know, destroy their lives and stuff like that. So, like, you would, like, we would all line up and whatever, and then we'll have, like, a plan and holy water, I guess you could say. So we're all lined up, and then you would walk towards the front, and then he would just start cleaning people and start praying, whatever, start cleaning people. And as I'm getting close to it, and like people would like start screaming, like, oh, it burns, or shit like that, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, I'm just, my first time, I'm like fucking freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck did I come to? And like people would just start fucking screaming and saying all kinds of shit. And then like the ladies or the women, whatever. Like, they would start talking fucking weird, and then they would start talking like a guy or something, like, with a deep voice, and then we'll go back, and then, like, once you go through it, whatever, and then you go back to your bench or whatever you're sitting at. So we're sitting there, and we're like, he'll tell us, oh, please stop praying, don't open your eyes, close your eyes, because whatever's in here can go inside your body or whatever. I'm like, oh, hell no, nah, you know? So we're there, whatever, and then you can just hear the people screaming, and then you fucking everybody's like, it burns, like, stop pouring it on me or whatever, you know, stop doing this. And then like the crazy part is, like, some people like are fucking fingers. I remember seeing their fingers, like, they would fucking do this weird thing, like they would like crunch up. It was weird, like, hard to explain, but I would peek, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, just being nosy, like, all right, I'm trying to see what the fuck is going on. And then I'm looking, and then, like, these ladies, guys, whoever, like, different people would just start, like, being the front. And then we would have, some would talk, and they'd start naming, like, these demon names. And that's the part that was fucking weird. Like, they'll start talking crazy shit, like, all this, like, wicked stuff. And then, like, they would open the doors, and, like, when he was, like, I guess, released demons from the body. And then, like, they'll open the doors, and And he would just fucking, like, I don't know, it was just, I guess, take him out. And then, like, it would feel weird, like the environment inside will feel lighter. Like, you could feel that heaviness. I don't know how to explain it, but I've been going there for a while as a young kid, and then, like, every Friday was something different. Like, people were, like, you know, it's fucking weird. And some people, you know, like, some people won't believe in stuff like that. Like, I, you know, there's shit out there, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird, but you got to be careful out there, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker is wild out there. But, you know, hopefully you guys are doing good. Keep doing your thing. And people that talk shit and don't believe in stuff like that, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, maybe because they haven't had no personal experience.
Guess I maxed out the last call, but I just want to let you guys know. If you guys want to know anything or just, like, any more info or whatever, just hit me up, you know? And, yeah, you guys rock, you know? Fuck all the haters.
So, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
I mean, right out of the gate, it was awesome. It's crazy. Like, I've never been in that situation at all, period, the end. But I would be in the exact same boat as you, as you're, like, approaching to where they were. And he's like, the closer you get, the more you hear him, like, screaming and going, get this off me, it fucking burns. And
hey, Hollow Cult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Like, completely... Like, if that was me, I would dip out. I'd be like, okay, I'm out of here, because whatever he's putting on them is burning the fuck out of them. I'm out.
I'm pretty sure I said, all hell nah, verbatim, whenever that girl in my story started, like, those guttural screams and started, like, flailing around. I'm pretty sure I said, all hell nah as well.
I don't blame you.
I mean,
I don't blame you at all.
Dude, it makes, I don't know, it just, there's so much, there is absolutely so much that I don't know. Seeing stuff like that makes you question good and evil, makes you question heaven and hell, like more so than I already do. But, like, it's almost as if you acknowledge one, you have to acknowledge the other.
Right,
like,
yeah.
They come hand in hand. And whenever you see stuff like that, it's just... Dude, I don't know.
Well, and another thing...
It's bizarre.
In his situation there, it almost makes it sound like a mass possession, only fragments. You know, like somebody... Say somebody had that little... That seed of evil. Almost like evil was just... It's trying to seed itself within that person. And by them going up there, they're removing those fragments. Because obviously they're not fully possessed, right? Because they're going to church, they're the whole nine. But it's almost like they have these little fragments, almost like evil is just trying to seed itself.
What is prepossession called?
It's more of like a demonic oppression type situation.
That's true. I couldn't think of that. And it's, man, I don't know.
And maybe that, maybe there's something to that because, you know, a lot, I feel like a lot of people, well, it goes hand in hand. There are people who are just devout and they just go, you know, and they admit their flaws. But I also feel like there's people who go there because their life is being shitty.
And I'm curious, like, was everyone there having a negative experience, like back to back, like everyone?
That's a good question.
And did whatever was going on, did it seem to resolve itself after the holy water and whatever he was doing?
I think he said it felt like the room got lighter, like after it was all said and done. He's like, you could feel the heaviness lift, which is really bizarre.
Like I said, that the priest that did it when we were, I can't remember what town we were in, whatever. But it was his name was Father Machado. And like I said, somebody called into Coast to Coast AM. They were doing a demon show not too long ago, probably 2 or 3 months. And the woman called in on open lines and said that she had witnessed him talk and was delivering the Eucharist and everything. And when he was praying over the Eucharist, she said that there were all sorts of loud bangs and everything going on the stained glass windows of the church while he was doing it. And it definitely makes you wonder what is going on. And like I stated in that video or in that episode, what's trying to keep that dude quiet? What does he know? What powers does he have that there are things this world trying to shut him up?
He's basically John Constantine in the flesh.
How terrifying of a life would that be?
This fucking suck.
Every time you even go to pray, you got demons trying to beat the damn door down.
Yeah, and you figure like a man like that who just goes head on into those situations and does it probably more than we understand. Like you almost feel like when he goes home, it probably ain't done with him.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean, like,
and especially where he was like cleansing people's souls, essentially what they were putting it out like does he take all that shit on from everybody?
I wouldn't want to know. I hope not.
Is that
because if so, man, he's got a shitty life.
Is that why, like, all these demons are like, why are you taking all the bad shit out of these people's lives? Leave him in there.
He does have a badass last name though.
Yeah, like
he's Machado
Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, he sounds like he'll fuck you up.
It is. It was a wild experience. It is set with me for years. It was before I was married to my ex-wife, so that was a long ass time ago. And it's still stuck in my brain. I wish I would have paid more attention because I was just kind of there to be there, you know? I wish I would have taken it more seriously. I wish I would have soaked it in a little bit more and kind of tried to read the room a little bit more, but because once things started going like sideways, I was like, holy shit. Then I went like super hyper focused on what was going on.
Yeah, for sure. I could totally see that. And dude, you're right. Fuck the haters.
Yeah, true. Like,
100%.
It's good to know we got people on the West Coast having our back.
Dude, it's awesome. Like this call was awesome.
That's what me and Kyle were sitting here. I'm like, how crazy is it that we have people in Los Angeles on the other side of the country that tune in and just want to chat? Like,
yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Everybody that listens is awesome.
Yeah,
you're all great.
Appreciate all of you. But we're gonna move on now to the next call. So here we go.
Hi, I'm calling in regards. I listen to you guys' podcast. Fantastic. I've been thinking about calling you guys for, I don't know, the last 6 months. Some questions. I live in a house now. I've lived here about a year. In which the year prior, 2 people consecutively committed suicide here. There's been a lot of weird shit happen. Nothing ever violent or anything like that. It's fucking weird. But here for the last 6 months, usually about every third week, I have this weird recurring dream about a voice that talks to me through my bedroom closet. It says, do not fear if an L comes through. Who is an L? I think it might help explain some of the weird shit that goes on around here. Also, I have a full basement that also cantilevers underneath my garage, a little bigger than the house. my home gym is beneath the garage. There's some weird shit that goes on in my head when I meditate down there. I meditate in the rest of the house. It's okay. You know, nothing too weird. I've staged this place 1,000 times, and it seems like it only excites things. If you guys would like to talk at me, I would rather not be on the show, but I would like some advice.
Travis, first thing, thanks for calling in, but that whole encounter gave me goosebumps when you started talking about it.
I
don't even know. The first thing I did, me and Kyle have been sitting here and contemplating it, and I started searching the name Enel. I searched E-N-E-L, and it came up. A website I found says there's all kinds of different origins, but they all seem to root back into angel or angelic, moon god, peacekeeper, or one who loves everyone, which, man, I don't know what kind of feelings do you get whenever you're hearing this? Is it a feeling of fear, or is it, you would think if it was an angel and a peacemaker, then everything would be cool and it'd be peaceful. But if it's not, like, it almost falls into that camp where I'm at with Bledsoe, where these things are trying to convince people that they are righteous and they are of holy order, which is terrifying.
I agree 100%. That's like Steve said, the whole thing is just bizarre. And like Steve made a good point, like, we're not there to get a good sense of feel. Because it always weirds me out when it's something's like, hey, don't be afraid. When, you know, because in this, it was like, don't be afraid when an Enel comes through.
Yeah, Enel is coming, or Enel is coming through.
And like, where's that context? Like, did he say it was coming through his closet?
The voice coming out of his closet door.
So, yeah, that's terrifying to say the least, but. Once again, overall context, does it mean it's coming through the Enel will come through the closet? Or is it just saying, hey, when Enel shows up, don't be afraid? And because that could imply that, because there could be just some stupid type of portal in his closet where something's trying to communicate through him. It doesn't mean Enel is going to walk through his closet. What if Enel could be tied to the whole Bledsoe situation? Because if you look closely at that, I mean, Mr. Bledsoe had women talking to him. Had almost, really, if you line it up, there are obviously parallels here. And she gives this overall message of I will be coming. Whereas now this Enel, it's kind of more or less doing the same thing, just in a way creepier. Well, they're both creepy, but yeah, this is a way more odd situation.
And he states all this weird shit is going on in his house. Like, you'd think if it was some sort of holy or righteous being, something that's going to right things, like, how much weird shit is going to let go on before it steps in and is like, all right, everybody settle down.
Right.
Instead,
yeah,
of just announcing it every night for 6 months, you know, like, dude, I don't know. These are the ones that I hear and I am just like, what the fuck?
Well, that, now that I think about it,
going on.
Now that I think about it, you should be very careful listening to this voice, because you stated the past two owners have committed suicide there.
Oh, yeah. And
what if
and
this thing just worms its way into your fucking brain?
We're on it now. And you said when you meditate, you start getting weird feelings and seeing weird things, which
only under that section,
yeah,
of the house or the garage or whatever.
Yeah, which brings me back to the hill I'm going to die upon, that our consciousness is the doorway to these beings, good or bad. And Did this Enel entity make itself known at the same time the meditation started going south. I'm curious to see how these two things line up. Because I think once you start, like I said, I feel like the conscious, our consciousness as a human is a barrier. It's there to keep us here in our safe little bubble where ignorance is bliss and we don't have to deal with things outside of that bubble. Once we start manipulating the consciousness, be it through meditation, be it through hallucinogenic drugs, mind-altering drugs, be it through remote viewing or in any of that stuff, I think we are opening doors that we cannot get shut. And when you open doors, it's easy to go out them, but it's also easy for things to come through them.
That's a good point, man. That's a really good point. Like if I, the general gist of it, I was like, were you asking more or less like, did a knell come before or after you started meditating?
Yeah.
Was that more or less like,
I'm curious to see how those two interact.
No. Yeah. 100%.
Because if it's,
because if he was meditating prior to this house, you know, but then again, he reached different levels of meditation too. Like
and
it's
also if, because he said he started feeling weird meditating, if that lines up with when this Anel entity started making itself known.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because he could be meditating and open the door and taking the stroll and like everything could be good for 8 months. Well, this whole time, this Anel entity has just kind of held itself back, just kind of looking on. It's like, oh, well, there's the doorway to this. There's the doorway to this spot, and he came through, and then all hell broke loose.
Which, okay, like you said, we're on it. So
look what you did.
Another thing, I haven't pieced it together yet, and it is jumping ahead slightly because my next episode, I was just telling Steve off air about all this fucked up stuff. Like the book starts off really slow. But then it really starts to pick up. And this, I just remembered because he said, Anel, like all this happens when in his dream state, right? Like when he's dreaming. Well, Anel, may have figured you out here. In this book that I'm reading, I am to the section where, because you remember when we were getting all them apocalyptic dreams and shit?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it has a correlation with extraterrestrial.
Of course it does.
I don't know how yet. I haven't gotten to that point.
I was going
to
question it,
but there is a tie in there and it just makes me hyper curious now because
of course it does.
Like with Bledsoe, it all started with a borderline alien abduction.
Oh yeah.
And then it evolved the way it did. And then, like in the book, her CIA contacts, et cetera, they go on and like the U.S. intelligence, the Air Force intelligence will come out to these people's places and ask them specifically, have you had any apocalyptic dreams? Have you had any dreams where you were in small rooms being operated on? Like all this is directly tying into,
it's weird,
the possibility of extraterrestrial. Now, I feel like at this point, that word now has just expanded for me. It doesn't just mean the reptilians. It doesn't mean the grays. Now I'm almost kind of putting these Bledsoe type entities right into that mix because they're kind of what you allude to, like because in the book where the path I'm going here is that the intelligence agencies were investigating all this shit because they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
They had no idea, but they were trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So at that point, like you almost have to take these Bledsoe celestial ethereal beings and stick them at least right next to that word extraterrestrial.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Whenever I say, I think that all of these entities and beings are tied together. I don't think they're all the same thing.
No, I agree.
I think they're all from the same place. And I don't think it's this dimension.
See, I'm not 100% sold on that. But I am open. See, for me, Well, I've already explained it a million times. I'm not going to keep doing it. Everybody knows. Everybody knows where I'm at with that.
It's,
you know,
it's just like the more of these encounters that we have, especially these, like this is probably the first time he's told anybody this.
Oh, probably.
And it lines in. It just kind of tucks itself in line with all this other weird shit.
Ironically enough, you know, like I've said before, it's almost like if you choose to acknowledge the signs on the path, you start to recognize the path. Like, because there's weird shit that happens all the time. It just some people go about it oblivious because we could have just, we literally could have listened to this guy's voicemail and been like,
it's a ghost.
Demonic ghost. Yeah. The whole nine. But the fact that we are where we are now, where we know about the Bledsoe case, we know about all these other things.
If he would have called this in 2 years ago.
We had no fucking
clue. Even a year ago.
Yeah.
We would not be where we are right now.
Not at all. Like, not at all.
So that is terrifying.
That's what I mean, man. You gotta pay attention.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying. I don't know. I wouldn't.
What's
have
terrifying is
the first advice for you.
Them keep. They keep trying to convince everybody that they're
good.
Angels and shit.
Yeah, because
a lot of people, that's their a number one last line of defense.
100%
for anything.
100%
And then pray.
You look at this case, and almost like what you were pointing out earlier, if this Anel is really a spiritual being, why in the fuck is it letting any of this other shit happen to this guy?
That's where I'm at. That's like, where I'm at. 100%.
Put this motherfucker up a force field so these things can't mess with him no more.
Yep.
You know, and why did two people commit suicide in that house prior, which is extremely, what are the fucking odds of that? Seriously.
Dude, I've had it kind of follow me. When me and Brandon moved in to that little house I remember. I've said it on the story before, but a kid that used to pick on me when I was a little kid in elementary school, he ended up taking his life in that house. And then when I lived in the apartments, I had two people in the same week. I don't know if they were back to back suicides, but I know one of them was. But within the same 10 days, both people who lived in the building died. Boom, boom.
That's weird.
The apartment right behind me. It was because I remember the coroner showing up, and then I'm
weird.
Man, that sucks. And then within a week, he was back, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's comforting.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Dude, the whole thing, and it just sent us on a fucking downward spiral. I mean,
we get carried away here at the Hollow Sky Podcast,
which I love it. This is what I love the most about all this is whenever something just puts us on these tangents and just breaks down the doors and just lights a path for us to start running down. That's what I love.
It is terrifying though, man. What's at the end of this? You know what I mean? Like we are chasing this, trying to figure it out. But what is at the end? You know, like I made the metaphor the other day, like us talking into a tin can and there's a string at the end, but we don't have any idea what the hell's on the other end of that
100%.
String.
100%. And I do.
Why does it single out like just specific people?
Man, I think I was just getting ready to say, I think the more you allow your brain to expand, your brain, your consciousness, whatever the fuck it is, almost like I was talking about last time about like this whole, it might have been on our Patreon about like how sometimes it's almost like your consciousness is trying to ascend. You know, I think that has something to do with it. I think the more, because he says he's into meditation and shit and sage. So that already plays to.
Yeah, he's already thinking about
it. That's what I mean. Like his brain is already on a different wavelength than 90% of the people on the planet who just drone life, right? And I think that could 100%. Have something because you're open.
You're looking through the windows.
Exactly.
And sometimes those windows become doors.
Exactly. Because like you were saying with the consciousness thing, like when you open that door and you start playing around, that's when they start looking. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And we
there's just, a new kid on the playground.
Yeah. And I feel like we are naive enough to think that whatever the hell these things are going to play by our rules, are going to play it safe. But like,
oh, we don't even know. We don't know. Like that list of rules.
No,
you don't even know what's on them.
They like, like, I feel like we take for granted that, like, cause right now we essentially deal with humans all the time.
Yeah.
And 99% of humans take humanity into consideration. These things don't have to do that. These things couldn't give a shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
because
like
to that, a being like that, you're right. We would be ants.
Yeah. That one encounter where when he was doing the, oh, God damn it. What's it called? The out of body experience stuff.
Oh, like the astral projection, yeah, remote viewing, whatever.
Projection. That's what I was thinking of. Where he went out and he said, he's like, I was just out, just minding my own business, just looking around. He said, then they noticed me. And now they come in and they pull me out whenever the fuck they want.
Which is terrifying as to why they would want to pull you out.
That, yeah. And he said on that Coast to Coast episode, his name's Jason Offit, I think it is. But he said, he's like, they take me places and show me things from the future that is absolutely terrible. They show me the earth just fucking scorched.
Awesome.
Just scorched, burnt, done.
Awesome.
Like, why would they do that?
I don't know.
Here you go, one guy on the planet that has no pull at ever whatsoever. Here you go. Save your Earth. No, I don't think that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, no. No. I don't know. I really don't know.
I just, man, and like, and when it goes back to consciousness, look at when sleep paralysis kicks in. It's always that spot, like in between asleep and awake.
100%.
Where your consciousness could be either at a vulnerable state or the veil could be so thin to where these things are like, we're going to check in.
It's time to play.
We're going to see what's going on.
Oh, dude, I totally 100% buy into that.
Like,
completely.
I hate it because like, What do we do to combat it? Get a group of people who, do we get the astral projectors? Do we get like people who experiment with DMT and shit? Do we get people who can control their dreams? Do we get them to go out there and like
start fighting shit?
Be like, yeah, like dream warriors to get them to be like, what in the fuck is up? Like, what are you guys?
Well, doing? You got to realize for a long time, those people are probably got their asses beat.
Well, yeah.
Until they figure out the rules of the game.
If these things can just come in and take them whenever.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we're prepped and we're ready for war. And then they all go.
Yeah, I went like.
Like nothing's there. And then the next night when they're all by themselves, these things come in and just go.
Yeah. I went like the opposite of where you can't dream like in a Freddy movie. You just shut your dreams off. You shut everything off.
Yeah, you can't sleep because these beings are going
to
be.
Yeah. Well, God, I do not want that to happen. I don't want my brain to get to that point.
I already don't sleep like. It's gonna be terrible.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well,
I mean, we pretty much just killed the episode with that.
Yeah, we'll probably come in with a part two here in.
We might end up running them back to back at this point because we have enough calls to do another episode. Yeah,
we went on a tangent. So
we did.
Thanks for hanging out with us. If anybody has any ideas, like anything to add to this, please do email us, call the holophone, shoot us on the socials. Just because, like. We're just bouncing our brains off each other, and it kind of becomes an echo chamber in here with me and Kyle. Like,
kind of,
like,
yeah.
Our thoughts are different.
Yeah,
they both kind of lead to the same.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
We want some other people's like input. Let us know what you're thinking with all this because it's weird, man. It's weird that all this stuff is just kind of like this. Travis's encounter could be just one little piece of the puzzle.
Oh yeah,
dropped in place.
And it's probably more like a grain of sand in a. Sand puzzle.
Yeah, that we don't know is there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, we'll probably be back.
Might as well. Everybody loves the holophones. Plus, it'll give us more time to write more episodes. So
yeah, we're getting ready to go on a podcast here. Should be awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll probably plug that one next time. So
hell yeah.
Check us out. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. Check us out at all our socials and... If you're dealing with interdimensional beings that are trying to convince you that they're angels, just tell them to F off.